Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We do the show to bring to you the information you need to help you fight the insurance companies. If you've been injured, you're an injured victim. These insurance companies do everything they can by themselves, through their adjusters, through their attorneys, through their doctors, through their so-called IMEs, independent medical examinations. And we know there's nothing independent about those. They do everything they can to try to beat you, reduce your claim, mitigate your damages, pay you next to nothing or nothing. It's what they do. When you're an injured victim, you need somebody on your side. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. Listen, Brad Pollack and I have been doing these shows for years. We've been helping people put their lives back together again for over 30 years in the state. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. Big ones, small ones, and medium ones. And we do them well. We do car accident cases. Big ones, small ones, medium ones. We help people. We can help you. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. In the mountains, it's 970-870-8989. I'm going to tell you what. Today's show is on back injuries, but I'm going to tell you. When you need to have information. You cannot go through this system blindfolded. You can't go through it blindly. You need attorneys that understand what they're doing. And Brad and I have been representing injured victims for many, many, many years. As you know, our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. If you want any of our free books, you can go there and you can download an ebook for free. It has a lot of insurance information, myths, a lot of tips, a lot of explanation. What is this comparative negligence? How do you hire an attorney? You can do that, or you can call us and we'll send you a hard copy of the book. Why do we do all this? Why? So you can have information. Information is empowering. You need to have information. You need to know what you're doing. You know, we have a legal game plan in our firm, and we've done shows on legal game plan. You come in, you have a free initial consultation. Part of that free initial consultation is a free legal game plan. And I'll tell you what. Insurance companies have their own strategies and their own game plans against you. Okay, so Brad, today we're talking about back injuries. Our typical example is a car accident case, although you can have a back injury on the job. We represent workers on workers' comp. But our typical example here is an accident. You know, some people say that I didn't feel like I was hurt right to begin with. I felt a little sore. And then insurance companies say things like you didn't go to the emergency room, you didn't take an ambulance, you didn't, you didn't, you didn't. So let's talk about that and see how that works out for everybody.
Well, what we face when we deal with these kind of things is that a sore back is pretty common. A lot of people experience a sore back from time to time. They twist, they turn, they work in the yard, they go out and play a sport on a weekend, they go to the park and do things. They go to some kind of outing and they've got a sore back all of a sudden, or they don't sleep right, or something comes up that gives them a problem with respect to how their back is having new muscles being used, and all of a sudden they've got a sore back. So they don't pay attention a lot to a sore back right away. In an accident, the adrenaline's pumping, you're doing things, you're trying to take care of your car. If you've been hurt in other areas, you're dealing with that. And if other people have been hurt, you're dealing with that. You've got the police coming, you've got ambulances there. By definition, if you're in your car driving, you're going somewhere. So you've always got the thing of, well, now I'm not going to get to where I was going. And of course, that's always important that you wanted to be where you were going. So now you're having to either call and change it. And you're thinking, no, I can suffer through. It's just a little back pain. I'll be all right. Or I'm not feeling anything. Like I said, the adrenaline's pumping. So you just go on to your appointment. By definition, most of us are very busy in life. So we don't have time to stop and go to physical therapy or go to a doctor. And we convince ourselves it'll just go away. We pop the Aleve, we pop the Tylenol, we get some pain medications in our bodies. Some of us or some people, I'm usually not one of these, or I'm not one of these, but some people have friends who have some painkillers they had from when they're arm was broken or from whatever, and they borrow some and it helps them, and they keep thinking it's going to go away. And what happens is that at the accident then, and from the accident for the next 6 months, 4 months, 6 months, whatever length of time, there's been no treatment. You haven't even gone to see a doctor, or maybe went to see one who's going, well, you know, we did minimal tests and is doing this conservative care up front, normally trying to comply with your insurance. And next thing you know, you're 6 months down the line and you're just now getting care. And it's becoming significant, and it is interfering with your life as it has been, and you no longer want to live off pain pills.
It's just that simple. So a large part of this is documentation, legitimate, truthful documentation. Because we talk to these insurance companies for our injured clients every day, and a lot of the insurance companies' lingo goes something like this: well, your client didn't go to the emergency room. Well, no, they wanted to see how they were going to do. They didn't go by ambulance. No. They didn't want. They have felt mild pain in their back, their low back, their mid back, their thoracic part of their back. So they wanted to see how they were doing. Then the time they got up the next morning, it was killing them, and so they went to the doctor. So they try to use the fact that you didn't, you should have, and you didn't, and they use that against you. And by the way, the fascinating part of that argument is these insurance companies on the other side of the coin say sometimes and many times, well, wait a minute. They went to the ambulance. They didn't need to go. They went to the emergency room. They didn't need to do that. When they got there, the doctor diagnosed a strain or sprain and sent them on their way. And then now they've been treating with a chiropractor or physical therapy, so they've overtreated. So they try to attack your case by saying you didn't treat at all, or you treated sporadically, or you waited too long to treat. And at the same time, out of the same mouth, say you overtreated, you had too many chiropractic visits, you had too many physical therapy visits, and so we're not going to pay you. It's an excuse for not paying you. So you need to know a legitimate, truthful legal game plan if you've been injured. It's that simple. And today we're talking about back injuries. You know, Brad, when you get a back injury, and then maybe let's say you go to the emergency room, and so they're going to do maybe an MRI, maybe a CT scan, maybe some films, maybe an X-ray. But what you need to understand is that injuries don't always, and many times, don't show up on those films. You still have problems. You still have issues. You might have neurological issues that are not visible on the films. The resolution of those scans don't see that. You might have facet joint injuries. They don't show up on the MRIs. They don't show up on the films. You might have a sprain or strain of ligaments, of muscles, and you might have microscopic bleeding. That doesn't ever go away, and that doesn't show up. So don't let any insurance company say, well, your films were normal. They were negative, normal, unremarkable. So what's your problem, right?
Right. And, you know, to begin with, I can't tell you how many times, Gary, and we all face it in the personal injury world. I can't tell you how many times they'll say, well, I went to the emergency room and they didn't do anything and said, go use these muscle relaxants to see if you're all right. Or they took X-rays and they said the X-rays came up negative, so everything's fine.
Right.
Okay, look. First of all, X-rays really aren't going to show you much of what's wrong with your back. They just aren't. Then you're going to have CT scans. CT scans aren't going to show you as much as you really need if the pain persists. Then you have MRIs. Well, MRIs are better, but they're still not at a point where they can find all the problems that may exist in your back. You know, do you have a better chance that an MRI is going to show a disc herniation? Well, I think you got about 100% better chance than an X-ray is going to show a disc herniation.
Right.
But is an MRI going to catch, as you said, facet joint injuries? Chances are not. Is it going to catch some ligament injuries? Is it going to catch some muscle injuries? Probably not. These are injuries that you can't just ignore. These are injuries that, you know, you shouldn't just go, oh, so what? Folks, if you've had ligaments tear in your body, if you've had muscles tear in your body, these are injuries that need to be addressed. And sometimes if you don't address them, they're going to get worse and worse. And, of course, as we said, you're going to always be facing the same situation from the defense side and from the defense doctors that you haven't sought care fast enough. And just like you said, Gary, if you do seek care fast, then they're going to say you're faking it, or you're just trying to increase the value of your case, or you shouldn't have gotten the care you did. So, you know, it all starts with a common sense approach to your injury, but it starts with recognizing you have an injury and recognizing that your body got slammed in different directions. And while at times, Gary, that may not really be something that causes an injury, Other times, it most certainly does.
Exactly right. You know, you need to understand that these insurance companies attack you on these things. And so, you know, you need a legitimate, fair, legal game plan with regard to your injuries. You need a legal game plan as to who's responsible in the accident. Sometimes and many times they fight that. No, and you know, what did I do wrong? I got rear-ended, and they try to blame you. So you need a legal game plan for who's responsible for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your back injury. Today we're talking about back injuries. But it doesn't matter what the injury is, you need a legal game plan. Legitimate, truthful, seasoned, experienced, with knowledge. And you can put our experience and knowledge to work for you. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900, or anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own computer, phone, tablet, our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. And by the way, you can listen to all these podcasts. You can get all of our information there. It's an information-loaded website. Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Your injury attorneys ready to help you. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. You're listening to Gary Bell and Brad Pollock. We're the owners of that firm. We've been in existence for over 30 years. We've helped a lot of people put their lives back together again. We have a lot of experience to put to work for you if you've been injured. 303-795-5900. I'll tell you what, we do cases all over the state of Colorado. It doesn't matter. And we help people all over the state of Colorado. We even travel there. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. Today we're talking about back injuries. You're in a car crash. Maybe you got rear-ended. You know, and there's a mechanism of injury. And Brad was discussing right before the break that, you know, maybe the facet joint injury doesn't show up on the MRI. You're still injured. And so these insurance companies, this is a point I want to make to you right now, and Brad's got a lot to say on this as well, but they have a model. They have computer models, and they're all biased. And they're biased in whose favor? Their favor. And so they say, well, you know, your diagnosis at the emergency room was XYZ. You went to your primary care doctor, and your diagnosis was ABC. And so it was a sprain or strain. So you should be over it. So they have this computer model that says people should resolve. People sometimes don't resolve. It depends on the physique and the makeup and the anatomical structure and makeup of the injured victim. A 21-year-old bodybuilder with 2% body fat is a lot different than a 63-year-old man that's T-boned or rear-ended.
You have to understand the mechanism of an injury. You have to understand their computer programs are biased and towards them. And, you know, Brad, when they say, well, you know, you should be over this, and we hear this a lot. You should have recovered 6 months ago. You should have recovered a year ago. Many times that's not true.
Well, you know, one of the things is if you've been doing what you're supposed to be doing, if you've been taking care of yourselves appropriately, if you've been following your doctor's orders or the physical therapist orders, and you haven't resolved in 6 months or 9 months, and you got the defense saying it should have been done in 6 or 9 months, you know, the first thing that happens, they start calling you a faker. They're saying you're lying, you're cheating, you're a fraud, you're a bad person. It's funny how you being a victim of an accident become a bad person, and now you're a liar and a cheat, and all you want to do is get money. But the interesting part is that you can rarely get the defense doctors or the defense lawyers or the insurance company to look at the other side of it of, wait a minute, maybe, just maybe, if you've had this problem and it should have resolved 6 months ago and it hasn't, that means you have a permanent injury and it's more significant than anybody ever thought. Maybe it's not that you're a liar and a cheat and a fraud and you're trying to steal from the precious insurance company. Maybe it's that you're actually hurt. And maybe they ought to come forward with honoring their contracts and their deals where they said to another driver that they would cover the losses that driver caused. They would cover the damages that driver caused. They would cover the injuries that driver caused. Or they ought to honor their own contract with you where they said they would pay you if you got hurt. But the problem is it doesn't work that way. And the problem is when you're dealing with a back injury, quite often what you're going to find is you're going to find the game plan. If you want the game plan from the insurance company, we can tell you a lot of what it's going to be. The first game plan is going to be, can we find gaps in treatment? The second part of their game plan is going to be, can we find pre-existing conditions? The third game plan is, can we say, oh, you're at an age, which really can start in the 20s, if not earlier, where your back has started to wear out, where the discs have started to wear out, where the vertebrae have started to wear out, whether you're just having a natural phenomenon that happens to all of us where you start having a degeneration of your back. So we can tell you their game plan, and there's more, Gary, after they get through the degeneration, they try and blame it on a pre-existing condition.
Right.
Or your,
you know, they say you have degenerative disc disease, so that's your problem. You have osteophytes. You have arthritis. Well, the arthritis was probably dormant, meaning non-symptomatic, meaning no symptoms until traumatized. Boom, you're hitting a car accident. Then it becomes symptomatic. That was caused by the car accident. They try to tell you all these things. They try to say, well, you know, you should be over this. This is ridiculous. You shouldn't have these type of symptoms that pass 3 months, 2 months. 6 weeks. Brad and I have seen these insurance doctors say this all the time. Should be over with. So let me ask you this question. Every person rear-ended, every person, think about this, they should just be over all their symptoms in 6 weeks, right? Everybody. Doesn't matter what their physical makeup is. Doesn't matter what the mechanism of injury was. Doesn't matter that they had a pre-existing condition. This was worse. Doesn't matter if they had previous low back surgery, L4, L5, fusion, and now the hardware isn't the same. It's been impaired. You should just be over this. Everybody should be over this. That's how they approach this case. And so when they start trying to attack you and say, well, you know, you should be over this, and so all you've got is symptoms of back pain, low back strain, sprain. Those are their favorite words, strain or sprain. So this should all go away. Well, they don't always go away. And so, and then they say your MRI was negative, it wasn't positive, it was unremarkable, it showed nothing. What is your problem? The problem is these symptoms don't go away for many, many people. The problem is you need to be able to prove them, and the problem is you need a legal game plan for your liability, for your accident, for your damages, and for your life. And that's what Bell and Pollock can give you. 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900, or a website, championsofthepeople.com. Brad, let's talk a minute about you got low back pain, and one of the big things doctors look for, you know, you say I was in a car accident this morning, doctor, or yesterday, or last week, my low back is killing me, and by the way, the doctor says, do you have any numbness in your legs, do you have any tingling in your legs, do you have any traveling pain called radiculopathy going down either legs, bilaterally meaning both legs, one lower extremity meaning one leg, And if you do, you probably have nerve involvement from the discs that are innervated at the discs, L4, L5, S1, going down your legs, and that's a different issue. The insurance company wants to say, well, you just have a back sprain or strain, but you've got radiculopathy, you've got numbness and tingling. That's a neurological event, Brad, that has to be taken into consideration.
Well, yeah, you know, and that once again, you may think it's something wrong with your leg or something wrong with your foot or something wrong, you know, with that part of your body, when actually it's radiating pain, it's deferred pain, it's going from the injury that's to your back and it's headed down to your legs. This is usually a lumbar spine injury, and you know, the lumbar spine is the five largest vertebrae, and they prove to be the strongest. But at the same time, when they're injured, they also can cause the greatest pain and the greatest problems. They are necessary to provide stability to the spine, so it's not a small event. When you've got that injury, you can have discs that have been herniated that now are compressing on the spinal cord, and that in turn is compressing on the nerve system that's headed down into your legs. Then when that happens, you've now got deferred pain, and you know, maybe physical therapy can make it go away. You hope physical therapy can make it go away. I'd have to say, Gary, 90% of the time, it's not going to go away by doing nothing. You're going to have to do something. You're going to have to get some medical care. You're going to have to get treatment. You may have to get an exercise regimen. You may have to get massage therapy. You may have to get physical therapy. You may have to be involved in a surgery. One of the things we were talking about on how to even find out if you've got it is sometimes it's going to take injections to be able to determine to what extent the injury is there and what's causing it, because an MRI may not pick it up. So when you start feeling that pain, and this can also, if we're dealing with the cervical area, this can also be into the arms and the hands and into the fingers, where you start feeling that same kind of numbness or tingling or pain.
Right, and the cervical area is the neck area, and the thoracic area is the middle part of the back, and the lumbar is the lower part of the back. You need to know this. Your attorney needs to know the medicine. We've been talking to you about medicine today. A lot. You need to know the medicine to win your case. The insurance companies know the medicine. They know the liability. They know the law. What do you know? Who do you have? Bell and Pollock, 303-795-1500. Today we're talking about back injuries and car accident cases. You know, an MRI might show a herniated disc. An MRI might show a bulging disc. Then the insurance company says, well, that's old. They call it, quote, artifact, end quote, artifact, meaning old. It was there for a long time. We didn't cause that. We couldn't have caused that. The mechanism of injury didn't cause that. But now I have numbness and tingling going down my legs. I have pain. I can't stand it. Sometimes it shoots down my legs. These are very significant symptoms. You know, if you have an SI joint injury, it's you can't see it on the films. Sometimes you have to do injections, as Brad was talking about. Sometimes you have to find what's called the pain generator to treat it. And, you know, injections have twofold purposes. Injections can be diagnostic, meaning figure out what's wrong, or injections can be therapeutic, meaning trying to treat the injury, treat the nerve ending injury, treat the damaged nerves. So you need to know what kind of injections you need to get, and your attorney needs to know about the medicine and what kind of injections you need to get. So there are other symptoms. I mean, if you have symptoms that involve nerve involvement, in addition to muscle involvement, in addition to maybe the spinal cord, in addition to maybe stenosis, especially the cervical area, if you have these symptoms, you need to understand, you need a legal game plan for each one of them, or you're not going to win. It's going to be used against you. And Brad made an interesting point a minute ago. You know, sometimes they say, well, you went to the doctor too much, or you didn't go to the doctor enough, or you should be over this by now, our study shows you should be over this. Well, you need to legitimately report these symptoms to your doctor, and follow up. You need to have legitimate, truthful medical visits with your doctors, with your therapists, and then you need to have a legal game plan. The way you approach this is not haphazardly. You don't just have a shotgun approach. You need to understand where you are. You need attorneys that can read the medical records. You need their staff as well. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. And Brad, let's don't forget about spinal cord injuries. And I'm not talking about paralysis in this sense. I'm talking about indentation of the spinal cord or myopathy. And so you have issues with regard to your spine that you never had before, and maybe they don't show up on film.
Right. They're not going to show up on film. I mean, you know, and you go, okay, well, how do they know where it's hurt and what's wrong with the spine and where could the injuries be? And there's a number of situations that are going to occur. Most of the time it's from an injection. They're going to deaden that part of your spine that they think could be the injured part because they're looking at the other symptoms you've given. That's why it's so important that you document those symptoms, that you be able to explain those symptoms, because that's going to lead to, okay, where could the injury to the spine be? And at that point, they may deaden that part of the spine, which means those symptoms would go away. You're not going to feel the numbness in your hands if they deaden that part of the spine. And then they can say, well, now we know what the herniation is. Now we know what the indentation is. Now we know what's causing the injuries. Then they can go back and say, now we've got to try and figure out what the injury is, and we've got to figure out how we're going to take care of it.
Right. Sometimes you have both. You have a nerve-induced injury. You've got a nerve distribution injury. You've got a muscle injury. You've got a sprain or a strain. You might have microscopic bleeding. You might have ligament damage, muscle damage. And sometimes it improves and heals, and sometimes it doesn't. Okay, we got a break coming up. Today we're talking about back injuries. You need attorneys who understand the medicine. You need to understand the medicine. You need a legal game plan. You can get one at our law firm, Bell & Pollock. We've trademark protected it. 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Today we're talking about back injuries, car accidents, and back injuries. There's so much we can't cover in these shows. We try to give you the information. You need a legal game plan. You know, Brad, if people come into our law firm, we'll give them a free initial consultation, a free legal game plan, and we will understand your back injury. We will understand the mechanism of injury, and we can help people put their lives back together again.
Right. And what you need to do is you have to understand that any pain in your back, any discomfort in your back, any limitation of movement to your back could be a back injury if you've been involved in any kind of accident where it's caused any kind of sudden movement, jerking of your back or your neck, and it just happens. And you can't just ignore it. Maybe for a while you want to see if it goes away. I don't advise that. I think if you have that pain after a car accident, it's important you get to the doctor and you explain what's going on. If all of you are listening to the shows, you know that you should have MedPay. Hopefully you have MedPay, so it's not going to cost you a dime to go to the doctor and get it checked out and start the process to see what's wrong.
Right. Bell & Pollock, we're here for you. 303-795-5900.
5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.